I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Thursday, November 8th, 2012 to order. And I would like to call on our auditor, Rick Finley, to present or offer an opening prayer. If everybody would stand.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we do just thank you for the many blessings you've given us. We thank you for waking us up each morning and the wonderful weather we've had, dear Lord, just amazes me, the blessings that you pour out on us. We pray that you would just continue to watch over us. We pray to the Lord for wisdom today and know that you've promised that when someone asks that would be given freely. We just pray that you give that to us. And we also pray for wisdom for those that are in leadership positions in the state and federal government, dear Lord, and throughout the world, dear Lord. Just be with them and give them guidance. We pray for those that may be in harm's way, protecting our rights. Just lift them up to you, lift their families up to you, Lord, to be with them. And we also know that many need your healing hand. We just pray to be with them and give them guidance and strength, courage to go through the trials that you may put before them and that you may allow them to go through. Thank you again for watching over us, and these things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
Previous County Commission minutes.
Motion to approve County Commission meetings dated September 26th, October 9th, October 25th, with corrections and changes.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission minutes dated September 26th, October 9th, and October 25th with corrections and changes. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Erickson. Mr. Hayes. We have scheduled two at the same time. I'm going to let you tell us what you'd like to move forward with first, either the oils bid or transfer station modifications.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, we have two bid openings this morning. And I think we have some vendors present regarding the RFQ for, and I don't see Scott yet. I think he was going to come over. We have a request for qualifications on the transfer station modifications, and this is the result of a DNR letter that Scott has been working on. This went out on the 17th of October. There he is. And
Scott, you want to join us?
You can get a chair over there, too.
Subsequent to the release of this request, we have received four responses. And as usually the process that I follow, I number them as they arrive. So the first one that we'll open is from Genesis Solid Waste Corporation in Earth City. And as soon as I open these and list them, I'll let these two gentlemen take a look. Package there. First thing I look for to make sure the document is signed as required, and it is, first page of the RFQ. And then I'll defer to the experts regarding the other requirements as they were the creators of the spec, etc. So. I'll move on to the next one, which was received from Aquaterra in Columbia. Aquaterra out of Columbia, Missouri has supplied the required number of copies as well as first page is signed as required. And I'll pass that those copies on to these two gentlemen for their review. The third one received is from HDR in, I believe they have a local office here. That hog sticker that's left up in my office. So. Not too familiar with how scissors work, I guess.
You're referring to that dandy letter opener I gave you, Mr.
Yeah. And it looks like HDR has supplied the required numbers of copies and sign the document as required. I'll pass those copies on to the experts. And the last one I received just this morning, an hour or so ago, is from Gridel Engineering.
What's it again?
Gridel, G-R-E-D-E-L-L, Engineering in Jefferson City. Delivered in person this morning. Supplied the correct number of copies. And the document is signed as required from them. So the gist of this project is somewhat complicated. If the commission has any specific questions for Scott, I would suggest that you direct any to him regarding a review process and
time frame. Let me ask you, gentlemen, how long do you think it will take to review these documents and come back to us with that information?
Is it a week? Is it a couple of days?
They're each vendor who took the time to supply a response, it looks to me like put together a rather detailed and sophisticated binder booklet on each one. So I would suggest there'd be quite a bit of information to digest.
That's what it looks like to me.
through them, look, compare.
What do you think, a week, week and a half? Next week's going to be kind of tough for a lot of people, maybe a week from Monday.
Okay.
We won't be here. Yeah, well, yeah, we will.
19.
No, we won't be here. That's the MAC conference.
That whole week is the week of Thanksgiving.
If you do it sooner rather than later, next Thursday would be the 15th. Otherwise, we're looking at the 26th. This is the 8th.
And when you guys can start reviewing, get with Nikki, and we'll be looking for it. But that's kind of let you know that whole week, that 18th is we're gone that week. And the courthouse is obviously closed on Thursday, Friday. So.
So again, you all, when you start this deliberation process, work with Nikki then and replace that on the agenda to come back is what Jim's suggesting, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. Is that all right, Dan?
Mm-hmm. I've got the originals. You guys feel free to take those copies with you.
Let me suggest that if there are vendors here that are in that process and they have questions, since they some may be from out of town, that you find some time this morning to chat with them if they want to ask of you questions regarding the process, et cetera. Okay, Scott?
Yep. Sounds good.
Do you have everything? Okay. All righty, then I'll move on to the next bid. That's okay.
Yes, sir.
This is a RFP 201210-200. It's for motor oil and hydraulic oils. And Mr. Hayes is here to assist with this one. He had requested that we put this out for bid because of the volume increases on our particular oils. Subsequent to this being let out, I've received three packages of responses. First one is from Oakland Lubrication in Nixon, Missouri.
Give me that name one more time.
Oakland.
Got it. Thank you.
Correct number of copies are present. Page one is signed as required. And this one should have a total cost that I'll let Randy talk about.
I don't think we're done.
It's several. Cost. Yeah, it's not total cost. It has cost for.
We've done it per unit and
several different items.
Bulk price. So. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to sit down and compare those as we open up the other ones then.
Right.
So we have a table of different prices submitted, and it looks like Oakland has submitted a price for each item requested. We'll have to sit down and compare those up. The second response I received is not marked on the outside of the package. This is from Dennis Oil Company in Springfield. And they have signed the document. They will compare that information.
With our website.
Is that the send in copy?
It should be.
Final response I received on this oil bid is from Schaefer Oil Company. They have submitted the required amount of copies.
Where are they from, Ron Schaefer?
St. Louis.
Okay.
They have signed it correctly and neatly, offered four separate packages of identical information with brochures as requested, required, and it looks like they've issued a response on each one of the items that we've requested. So we'll need a time, Randy and I, to look through these responses, put together a bid tabulation form to compare the exact amounts, and then report back. When do you think we can get through that?
Next week.
Is this something that can be done today? Or is it something that you need to report on for Tuesday?
If we get it on a spreadsheet and have at least an hour to go through all this, we might be able to make a later. You gentlemen going to be here today?
Well past lunch, so.
Do what?
I mean, it looks like we'll be here until after lunch. I'm not sure, so.
Okay.
1:30.
I've already got a 1 o'clock planned and a 3 o'clock.
I mean, we got Tuesday. I mean, it's only 3 days from now because Monday's a holiday for the commission. So you're going to wait till Tuesday, or do you think?
Yeah, that might be better.
Tuesday's good for me. I'm
is that better than rain? Too. I don't want to rush anything.
Right. I don't want to be able to go through all this. So
Let me have you all preliminarily plan on doing that then for Tuesday.
Yes.
And I apologize for rushing you, but we've got a number of items of business before we meet with the state auditors at 10 o'clock this morning.
Well, that's all I have. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Nikki, agenda request review.
You'll notice there are several items added to the bottom of the list.
It looks like 9, 10, 11, and 12 could be pretty easy for Tuesday of next week.
Excluding number 11, we're going to wait to do that until December.
So that's a December?
Mm-hmm. That's a December item.
Okay. We have a letter in hand for number 12. The item for number 10 will take 10 minutes.
Well, I could agree on doing 9 and 10 on Tuesday. 12 is going to take a discussion, and we're going to look at some names that are going to be pro-offered, I would assume, from this commission. I see that the board will be recommending someone themselves, but...
9 and 10, that'd be fine for
13
Tuesday.
Is...
For Tuesday?
Yes.
Number 10, is that a bid item, Jim?
No, they have a generator over there that it's inoperable that we inherited from C of O, and there's some things we can do with it, and I just want to talk about what Mark Kearns brought up to my attention and benefit the county and things.
How much time do we need on that?
15 minutes.
Okay.
Are we able to have a road and bridge discussion on Tuesday?
If you'll turn the page and look at number 17.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
He has requested, yes.
How much time?
15 to 30 minutes.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you title it also road and bridge so we can cover it? Because I don't know, I mean, tomorrow we have Slough Hollow. That may lead into another discussion for Tuesday, so.
Okay.
Do you have number 15 in hand, the contracts?
And have Do I have reviewed? The contract in hand?
And have they been reviewed by Frank?
Yes, it's already been approved.
Then let's set it up Tuesday. Is that all right?
Yep.
In the discussion that we're having tomorrow, is the Corps of Engineers involved in that discussion?
Not to my knowledge. Pat Keck's office set it up.
Which meeting are we talking about?
Sioux Hollow with Arkansas Game and Fish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There'll be other questions for the Corps of Engineers on, but not it. It's hard to make the arrangements that quick, so I don't know whether we want to put that on the agenda for next week or hold it off.
May have to wait till Thursday.
Till the following day.
Yeah. In the road and bridge discussion on Tuesday, I want to bring up road vacates. There's a road that was brought up to my attention. It's up by the Candlestick Restaurant on Mount Branson. I'll get some details so we can bring it up. I don't know much detail. I just want to bring it up.
Is that, now Jim, is that a quarterly date that falls on?
I want to get the roads for us to understand what road they're even talking about.
Okay,
there's only
four times a year, so
we can do a vacate.
That'll next come up in January, if
correct.
I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to get the road, and then we can decide what we're going to do.
Why don't we add that under the time that we have for Road and Bridge with Randy, and if there are under vacates that we need to get started.
It's quite a bit of work to vacate,
right,
so
right.
The plat might become available for us to look, review, have Randy bring those plats for review to the County Commission on road vacates. I think there's at least two others that I know of.
I think there's been discussion.
Is he aware of them?
The
or can
people
someone
have brought them
give
forward.
Me a
I'm not sure whether they've went to Road and Bridge with them
item?
Or not. Yeah.
Road names.
Check with him to see if there have been a number of people who have approached us or entities about road vacations, et cetera.
Okay.
I know that there's one down in the Taneyville area. I know there's one over the Big Cedar area. So there are different possibilities for discussion, but we can talk about them at that time.
Next Thursday, both of our attorneys are going to be present here, so we may want to.
That might not be a bad day for that to all take place.
Vacates. Well, I'd like to have a
general
discussion mm-hmm. on Tuesday, and then we'll bring it up again on Thursday. And then you can bring Cody software on Thursday of next week, too, because I have questions about that. We didn't decide to post that, didn't we?
No. Yeah, you said Tuesday.
Do it. Okay. Or they reviewed it. That's fine. Okay.
Is there anybody in here yet from the State Auditor's Office that I don't recognize? Okay, thank you. Okay. Number 13. And since that impacts many of the board members that are here, we need to have a discussion about library board member appointments. And I need to bring to the Commission's attention, which I did this morning in our preliminary discussion, that when the County Commission made initial appointments, we made the board appointments for a certain period of years. That is not as the statutes lay out. We need to correct that and make sure that we have board members serving for the correct number of years. Plus, Missouri law provides that the first term or first year board members that were appointed for one-year terms, that reappointment time is in July. So we, even though I believe that there's another statute that allows them to serve until their replacement has been appointed, we need to clear that up and clean that up ASAP. And we can either talk about that on Tuesday or the following week, but we need to do it.
Well,
I think there are a few other board appointments that need to be addressed before
the end
of the year.
Can you put together for us what those board appointments are and let us
Know about it?
Schedule them all at the same time. That would be
Thursday next week if we can.
Nikki, are those set, and you might check in the minutes, did we set those to where they are? I know when we organized in this situation, but I think other board appointments are December, January, yearly appointments
be, yes.
That we have Jim, didn't we set that while you were here?
They all expire at the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. They all expire at the end of the year, and we have to reappoint.
Unless statutory, they can't, but I think they all were changed.
I know you two know this, but just for the edification of the public, the statutes for the library board are written differently.
Yeah, right.
We
last July, so.
Yes. And that was, you want to discuss that on Thursday,
yeah.
The 15th?
That's all for me.
You said you had a comment about number 5 in the preliminary meeting this morning.
Oh, just the fact that there's only one more entity, and I think that happened either last night or something happened tonight. So.
When is it that Mr. Woolery representing the 911 looked right over you. When was the request to come in from the 911 board to commission?
November
26th. November
26th? But you're just going to do it through public comment?
That's what he would like to do, yes.
Okay.
He's presenting the resolutions from the...
The recommendation, the resolutions, okay.
Yes.
So that's going to include what that board wants us to do at a given time. Okay, thank you. Anything else, either of you, or on Tuesday this upcoming? Do we have any discussion scheduled for personnel?
No.
Can we do that, gentlemen?
Tomorrow.
Well, we're also going to have the contract. Yes, let's do it.
Just post them all.
All 4.
For what length of time?
Just at the end of the. Do it at the end of the activities.
And then, is that the road and bridge, at the end of the road and bridge deal? We received one of the outgranted roads, we received a bill from the Corps of Engineers that needs to be addressed. We don't pay the Corps of Engineers for access to lake accesses, but we have received one that is in a 5-year contract that no one knows anything about.
It's a supplemental agreement, which means there's an original agreement.
We need to get Frank involved in that.
That we're not aware of.
We're not aware of. Since I've been here, we've never paid the Corps of Engineers for any access.
Interesting. Okay.
Number 16.
Who put that on there?
Set it up for Tuesday. We'll have the discussion then.
And then on number 14, the recommendation of our attorney is to wait until the other entities have signed. Do you gentlemen have anything else you want for next week? Or?
Thank you, Nikki. Okay. If we do, based upon the information that comes back from Ron Erickson, then we'll have him let you.
And Scott Stair's going to schedule something with you.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Catry, could you join us? And good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm Alan Catrin, CEO of Christian Associates over in Kimberly City. And I want to present another opportunity to the families of Taney County again in a housing position. I think most of you folks realize or remember anyway the machinations and gyrations and the issues we went through with the HPRP program. Administrative nightmare, but helped an awful lot of families in Taney County. HUD was supposed to follow on directly with their follow-on grant programs, and there's been at least a lapse of about 8 months now, but HUD has finally responded and has put out the word, the RFP for the new Emergency Solutions Grant. Now, supposedly, Department of Social Services sent each county a letter where you could stay as the grantee as it was in HPRP, or you could decide to not be the grantee and let it go straight to agencies that support you in your local area. Nikki told me she could never find that letter. Stone County could not either. But it went by. I didn't realize it had gone out. No one had told me from the state. And the drop-dead date was about 4 weeks ago on a Friday. And if you had not responded by then, you automatically decided from that letter that it would go straight to the agencies. Stone County was happy with that. They did not want to be the intermediary grantee. I think you would probably feel the same way if we had a chance to discuss it. But it's kind of overcome by events now that it does go to the straight to the grantee, and I've got the package here in a nutshell to tell you what we'd like to do for the county. The Emergency Solutions grant comes down in emergency housing section, homelessness prevention section, and a rapid rehousing section, and that HPRP is the same thing we sort of had in the HPRP grants, which has really set the model for housing from HUD from now on. We have already started to write the grant for Taney County, without your approval even. And I really don't need your approval, but I need a form from you is what we're really here today to discuss a little bit. We are going in for the maximum amount that we can for this county of $50,000 for the HP, homelessness prevention portion, helps with rent, utilities, that type of thing. That's what we saw was the biggest need in Taney County when we were over here before. That is due by the end of this month. It's a real quick turnaround. The Missouri Housing Development Commission has the grant at the state level, and hopefully we will start spending money on the 10th of January. Administrative, and that's for 1 year, $50,000 for 1 year. Administratively, we really don't know how, if we get the full amount or a portion thereof, how we would handle that, whether we try to put an office over here, put one person over here one day a week, things of that nature. We'll try to figure out once we find out what the magnitude of the grant would be if we're awarded. I would like to say right now to let you know we do have a dedicated advocate right now that sits over in Kimberly City for Taney County. That's her only job, is to work with the families of Taney County in the housing area. This form, and I didn't bring it, and I don't see that you have it either, do you? I sent it over to Nikki, and I failed to go up and check with her to see.
Yes.
It's a one-page form. And what that form is really saying is that because several people in the county could go forward and ask for the same money, and it's a position where you can decide from that form who you would support for particular types of funding. For example, for the emergency housing portion, the Family Crisis Center might be coming in for a portion of that. We're asking only for the homelessness prevention part of it, and by your signature, as you read in there, you're establishing the priorities of the organizations that you'd like to see support you in that particular area. And I don't know whether anyone has come forward yet or not. But it will be, if it is awarded to us, it'll be administered by us. We can keep you informed to whatever degree you need to be, but you're not in the grant hierarchy on this one. And I'd like to say that was as a result of our office complaining consistently to the state that it just doesn't work through the counties because it puts you in an awkward position, puts us in an awkward position trying to keep each other informed. The money's flowing two different directions. They listen to us, and St. Christian Associates a letter a while back that they've changed the whole procedure based upon that, that you have a chance to opt out or keep it yourself. I think only one county decided to keep it themselves in the state of Missouri. So I really asked it if I can get that particular letter signed. It doesn't have to really be today.
Well, I mean,
but I do need to know if we need to continue on, because I've already half written the grant at this point.
So, Alan, really it's a replacement for the
The HPRP?
It's a follow-on. HPRP was stimulus money, if you remember, right. And it sort of established a model, because when they got that out there, although they didn't provide the administrative tools to go with it, they found out that was really what was helping people with a hand up towards permanent housing, not just the hand out. So all the models, even at the state level with the trust fund money, has been following the HPRP models. So in effect, you know, if they had sent down $300,000, we could have done the HP and the RP both. Mm-hmm. But with $50,000, excuse me, that would go pretty quick in a year right. For helping with rent and utilities, et cetera.
You know, I don't think that the county, prior to you getting involved in pushing us, when you did, had been involved in this area before.
I don't think at all. There were some agencies that were trying to do.
But I meant the commission.
County commission. No. Yeah. I don't think the county was ever involved.
And I have absolutely no reason not to proceed with this.
I mean, you guys did a wonderful job with the HPRP and helped lots of citizens that we wouldn't have helped if you didn't come forward.
Now, there were over 2,000 families that came forward for help. Now, we couldn't help all of them based upon the grant criteria, but we right. helped them, but just not with that particular grant.
Are these funds that come directly from the state or filtered through from the Fed?
They're filtered from the Feds to Department of Social Services, which has subcontracted it to the Missouri Housing Development Commission.
And then those dollars are going to be available to help people that have these shortages and problems financially,
yes.
But only if we apply for them, correct?
Oh, yes. And, right. And the maximum is... we had to go in. That took us a little while. They said the maximum we could get would be $50,000. And we said, no, we want to support two counties. They worked that a week or so, came back and said, yes, we could get $100,000 if each county agrees to go with it.
And I'm not trying to complicate this because I think it was a good service for the citizens, but did you have to go through a bid process? When you presented this first, because there were other agencies.
That was your decision to do
right.
that, yes.
We did reviewed the agencies of who could best deliver the services based off the HPRP grant specifications.
And that was four or five years ago?
About 4 years ago. It was a three-year grant, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no, that was our wishes, no.
Right.
Yeah, that wasn't a requirement from outside of the county.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure that...
I'm going to move that we approve Christian Associates at Tuggle Rock Lake by sending a county letter of support in their form as presented.
If you could send that back to my office, because that's got to go into the contract submission sure. packet. So.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded. This county commission through a support letter for Christian County Associates. Pursuing, is it Emergency Solutions Grant?
Emergency Solutions Grant, ESG it would be called.
Those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Nikki will work up the wording that's necessary.
That'll
we'll
be
get
fine.
That signed, and we'll get that to you
very good.
Sooner rather than later.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
And we're still working on other housing potentials to get back over here in stronger force than we
right.
like we were with HPRP, but right now the money's not available.
So. Right.
Could we stand in recess for 2 minutes?
2 minutes.